How many times have you celebrated Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, but at the end, finding that nothing has happened as such? There could be so many reasons for that, but one of the most important reasons I feel is not having the birthday baby at Christmas, not having Jesus at Christmas. So here we present 10 ways to prepare for the Christmas. Welcome to Greater Glory of God podcast. The season of Advent is a preparation for Christmas, for the celebration of the birthday of Jesus himself. Christmas comes every year and it goes without touching our lives. If you are a Christian, I'm sure you must have been spending a lot of money, energy, time in preparing for this great day every year. But nothing much happens in our life. Let this Christmas not pass just like that. Let's make this Christmas a life-transforming event, for which we present here 10 ways. I'm sure there must be so many other ways that we can do it. But here, we propose 5 ways of making Christmas not merely a memorable event, but life-transforming event. So let's begin. Number 1, family prayer. Yes, there is no better way of preparing for the Christmas than beginning with family prayer. As I said in the beginning, we need to have Jesus at Christmas. Very often, Jesus is not there in our Christmas. We have everything else. We have new clothes. We have a lot of sweets. We have decorations. We have the crib. But alas, the birthday baby is not there. Keeping Jesus at the center of Christmas should be our care, our motto at every Christmas, at every event that we prepare and do and celebrate. And how to have a family prayer where we can keep Jesus at the center? One of the best ways is to pray the rosary. Praying rosary very often people find very difficult because here only some prayers are being repeated, especially the Our Father and the Hail Mary. I don't know if you have watched our own video on how to pray the Holy Rosary, where we have explained how we can make the Holy Rosary more meaningful. Because the Holy Rosary is not merely repeating these prayers, but it's about contemplating on the very life of Jesus, very especially some of the major mysteries of his life, and not by our own selves, but in the company of the Blessed Virgin Mother. She teaches us through our contemplation on each mystery of the life of Jesus. If you have not watched that video, we are providing the link in the description. Please do watch it. And many other ways how to have the family prayer, we would be giving some more points in the coming ways. The second way is make a good confession. I'm sure you must be making a confession of your sins, especially before Christmas. And very often it happens at the last moment, in a very hurried manner. But we should have this sacrament of reconciliation in a much more solemn way, preparing well. And so we can have it much ahead of time, not at the last moment, as we do with a lot of decorations of the crib and so many other activities as we do in the parishes. No, let's not rush through it. Because being in the state of grace is very essential, very especially when we celebrate birthday of Jesus Christ. And there is no better way than making a good confession, going for the sacrament of reconciliation, being washed away of all our sins with the very blood of Jesus, and being reconciled with God, with the church, with the world, and with our own sins. That's very important to celebrate the birthday of Jesus. And the third way is prepare a family crib. I'm sure you may be making every year a crib, But very often we do it at the last moment. Maybe within a day or two, or within few hours we complete it. This year, you do it every day, step by step, and in prayer. Not merely doing it for the sake of doing it, but doing it in prayer. And so as I had said, family prayer can be done using this as well. Let's not replace it, but as we prepare or make the crib, little by little, pray as you do it. So that it doesn't merely remain piece of decoration, but it becomes really a means of grace, not merely for us, but for the people who come to pray at the crib. And for that, let's do it step by step, slowly, gradually, and every day. When we do this, we are aware of the fact that we are making room for Jesus in our life, and that too at the center of our family. And so let this family crib, and very specially preparing and making of this crib, be a means of preparation in our life, a means of grace in our life. The fourth way is find time to sit quietly. These days when the world is filled with noise pollution everywhere, and we cannot sit for a moment idle. We need to do always something. If nothing else is to be done, at least listen to music. There is always noise. If not outside noise, inside noise is always there. For this Christmas, let's take some time off and be alone with God. Spend some time just being present to God who is present to us. If possible, go to church every day. It may not be possible for you to participate in the Holy Eucharist every day, fine. But I think it's possible to visit the Blessed Sacrament. Sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament and spend some time, quality time, in silence and solitude. Without using any book, without even using words, just be present there. This may be one of the best ways to prepare for Christmas. Yes, this is the way that we can develop a personal relationship, very intimate personal relationship with Jesus. And it will definitely deepen our relationship with Jesus. Number five, know the family tree of Jesus. Definitely, Jesus is a divine person, but He chose to enter into human history. He's a historical person, though not like us, because he is a divine person, not a human person. But he is part of the history, the human history. He chose to be part of it. So it is very important for us to know the genealogy of Jesus. And very often we don't pay attention to the names mentioned in the genealogy. There are every kinds of people presented there. I'm not sure if you have read through those names and have studied their background. There are people from the Jewish background. There are non-Jews. There are good people. There are bad people. There are traitors. There are even prostitutes. God chose all these people from different walks of life, different natures, and even worst human beings of that time to make things happen in His own way. And so this is an opportunity for us to know the genealogy of Jesus and make the family tree of Jesus. I'm sure you know what it is. That would definitely help us to know Jesus and His background. And very specially, through these people mentioned in the genealogy, looking at Jesus through their eyes, as that can help us in preparing ourselves much better for the celebration of Christmas. And for that, in our channel, we have 26 persons walking with us in our journey to Bethlehem. One covering video we have made a few days back. The link of that video we are providing here in the description. And if you click through that link, you would get other all the 26 links in the description of that particular video. Please do watch them. They can help you tremendously in preparing yourself much better to celebrate the birthday of Jesus. And the sixth way to prepare ourselves for Christmas is read the accounts of the birth of Jesus. Saint Matthew and Saint Luke provide us with the accounts of the birth of Jesus, his nativity. Matthew chapter 1 verse 18 to chapter 2 verse 12. Not merely the birth, the related events. And in Luke chapter 1 verse 26 to chapter 2 verse 38. And very importantly, we need to also reflect on the fact that Jesus is not a human person. We need to always remember about the pre-existence of Jesus, the Son of God, which we can reflect on from the Gospel according to Saint John, chapter 1, verses from 1 to 18. And there are so many other videos we have also made in our channel. It's presented here. I'll try to put the links in the description, because we need to understand about the mystery of incarnation. How Jesus is not a human person, but a divine person who has assumed our human nature, and what it means, we need to understand. So it's very important to read these accounts of the birth of Jesus, and this we can use in our daily family prayer. And along with this, please do read and reflect on everyday readings of the Holy Eucharistic celebration. And the seventh way is serve others. Christmas is a time of very high expenditure. We spend a lot of money, lot of energy, lot of time in preparation. Why don't we help someone reducing our expenses? I'm not saying that we don't have to buy new clothes or spend time and energy and money on decorations and so many other things. Definitely we need to do. But is it not possible to cut down some of our expenses from these things and give a new pair of clothes to someone living nearby you? Is it possible to give some grocery items to a family living nearby who may not be having a good meal in their lifetime even? I'm not sure what is your background and what are the ways that you can do, but definitely look for ways to help others, very especially at the time of Christmas. One best way is choose a boy or a girl who don't have their parents, or one of them is not there, or a broken family. And if we can adopt that child and help the child, it would be tremendously a best way of preparing for Christmas. The eighth way is make some sweets and share with your friends, especially the neighbors who may not be of your faith. Because in Diwali and other celebrations in India, we find that we make sweets and distribute to our neighbors, and it is not much found during Christmas. Make it a habit of making some sweets, some cakes in your own family, in your own house, and distribute it. Not for the sake of doing it, but go along with your family. Make a visit to your neighbors. If you don't know them personally, introduce yourself. Spend a little time. It's one of the best ways to even give Jesus to others. It's not merely giving some sweets. It's sharing the joy of the coming of Jesus. It's one of the ways that we can teach others and very specially give Jesus to others. And number 9, share a Christmas card with small write-ups on Christmas. Along with the sweets that you take, if possible, make a Christmas card. These days it is not available much in the shops. If possible, make one if you are not able to buy a few of them. But make sure that you put down a few words on Christmas. Need not be directly from the Bible, but a very personal message relating to the birth of Jesus, keeping background of the people to whom you are going to give that card. I think this could be a way of giving Jesus to others, because I'm definitely sure that they are going to read it. And if they find that it is something touching to them, they're going to keep it in their shelf or in their books, and they're going to read it again and again. So it's one of the best ways to evangelize. What does it mean? Give Jesus to others. And the last, but one of the most important ways, is get involved in the parish preparations. In every parish, a lot of work is to be done, be it to decoration, be it to carol singing, be it to crib making, be it to cleaning up the area, and so many other ways that we need to prepare for this great day of Christmas. And very often we find that we spend money employing people. No, let's not do that. It's one of the best ways to get involved and get connected with the people. Especially, the parish is, as Pope Francis says, family of families. It's not what he has said, it has been the teaching of the church. So there we need to find ways and means and time to come together and prepare together, so that it's a time of preparation for the celebration of the birthday of our eldest brother, Jesus Christ. He's our brother. So it needs to be a family celebration, and for which we need to spend time together preparing. So not merely giving some donation or money to the parish, but personally be present there, doing whatever possible for you. So these are 10 ways I feel that if done according to what we intend to, it can do a lot good in making this Christmas a great one. Let us not let this Christmas go by without being touched by it. And for which, as I said in the beginning, we need to make Jesus center of the Christmas celebrations everywhere, not merely in our family, not merely in the parish, but also in our personal life. And I'm sure you're going to get more insights as you watch and listen to this episode. If you do, please do put down some of the points, some of those ideas that you get in the comments, so that might help many more people, even us. May you have a great days of preparation for the great day of the birthday of our eldest brother Jesus, and have a great celebration. May God continue to bless you.